Hi, I'm Lee Gant with CPM Ministries. I've been with the ministry since 1999. Today I'm going to go over with you CD track number 7. Number 13, we ask you not to wear perfume or cologne or heavy makeup. You want to make sure that you convey an image of purity, not sexuality, to the men or women in this situation. Remember, some of the people have been incarcerated for a very long time. Ladies, we ask you not to carry a person to this facility. Yet some units do ask for a picture ID. If you need to, you can get a card holder, or you can carry. Make sure that you have pockets to carry your ID in. Do wear modest clothing. This is number 15. Clothing appropriate for Sunday may not be appropriate for the prisons or the jail. Do not wear anything that will bring attention to yourself, especially anything that focuses on your gender, like tight-fitting clothing such as in low-cut shirts. We ask you never to wear shorts unless specifically authorized, and please wear no open-toed shoes. We had a friend of ours go into the facility, and the gentleman loved her toes, so we ask you not to wear open-toed shoes. In South Carolina, we ask you not to wear white pants or jeans of any color. Be careful not to wear clothing with metal brackets or metal objects in your hair inside the prisons or the jail. This might be quickly taken off and used as a weapon. If you have any questions concerning this, please contact the CPM office. Ladies, we ask you to always stay in the presence of a male volunteer when ministering in the male facility. Ladies and men should avoid contact with male inmates or ex-offenders of the opposite sex. This is number 17. There are no concrete rules. Most units will allow handshakes, but no hugs. Some units allow no contact between males and females. Check with your group leader concerning the unit rules. Please do not give out personal information. You can politely change the subject if necessary. You can remove yourself from that particular situation. Females should minister only to females, and men should minister only to men. Ladies are called to present a godly example of sisterhood in Christ. This is often foreign to inmates, and they need to be shown in love that ladies are more than sexual objects. Often, wholesome body language is the best way to show sisterly love. Thank you.